I think this has been the tragedy of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has been getting worse, and the African leaders have not come out to speak out about the situation in Zimbabwe. My own view is that if they had spoken out early on in this process, they would have prevented a lot of what's happening in Zimbabwe. And I think this has somewhat encouraged the Zimbabwean government that they can get away with what they are doing.
British Foreign Minister Jack Straw yesterday accused African leaders of lacking real commitment by not speaking about this horror, as he calls it. In your opinion, are African leaders uncommitted, or is there something else?
I think that when you look at the situation in Zimbabwe, you begin to wonder whether they are committed to democratic governance, in the sense that when one African country goes wrong, they do not speak out.
The president of Mozambique recently said they don't believe in criticizing Zimbabwe. He suggested finding more creative solutions. Is this the general position of African leaders? They don't believe in criticizing each other?
Well, that's the problem, that, you know, they say they don't believe in criticizing each other, but then they don't give us the alternative in terms of what else they can do about situations like that. So, for example, as you mentioned, the Mozambican leader says that, you know, they should do dialogue, and the question is, what has dialogue achieved in the context of Zimbabwe? The situation seems to be getting out of hand. You know, we had the land seizures, then we had the problems with the elections, and now we have the problems with the urban poor, and one does not see the progress that's being made.
But just by not wanting to even criticize, what is wrong with constructive criticism if indeed they don't believe in what's going on?
I agree with you, and that's what I get surprised at. You know, that's why, what is the reason? Because if you believe what's going on in Zimbabwe is wrong, then you should be able to at least speak out. Because if you don't speak out, as they say, you know, silence speaks louder than words. So if you are silent, I mean, it tends to give the impression that you support what's going on.
Now, with the exception of a few who have been vocal, not necessarily about Operation Rumbachina, but just in the past, I think who comes to mind is the president of Botswana, Festus Mohai. But even the new leaders, say Hifikepunye Pohamba of Namibia, Bingu wa Mutharika of Malawi, would you have expected them to take a different position now because they're a new breed of leaders?
I think that shows that nothing has changed, you know, that the so-called new leaders are not really new leaders, because in the sense that they continue the same attitudes, you know, of the previous leaders. So I think one has to question this notion that it is the new leadership. If you look at it historically, I mean, it's not the first time. Africa has never really spoken out against itself. You know, if you look at the Ugandan crisis during Amin, how many leaders spoke out against Amin, you know, with all his atrocities? So you see that this is part of the problem. And I think the AU, in order to gain legitimacy, you know, in terms of governance, it has to change its style. And, you know, accept that they have to come out and speak out publicly when things are going wrong.